week. So, and maybe in the Kegilu in Chazal. That the Tachlis, when you see the Satura, the mitzvahs, the Klal Yisrael, it's not only that Klal Yisrael should be Mekayimei HaTorah and the mitzvahs. The Tachlis Etzem is to be Mashlim Klal Yisrael. The Torah and mitzvahs is something that's Mashlim Klal Yisrael. And the Tachlis, so the Tanda B'Liyo says the Yisrael's Kodim, the Tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind was that through the Torah and mitzvahs we should come to Ashlemus. Through the Torah and mitzvahs we should come to Ashlemus. The Meila, it comes out that spoke out to the mensch, the etzim is a product. We live our whole life. We think that we're here to do. It could be we are here to do. But the ma'isa, the matari is that through the asiya, through the Torah, we're supposed to be nivna. The mensch, he's a product. In order to be Yisrael, he's a product. We mentioned the moral, the void of these yomim. Taka to create a mensch, an Adam. There's a Musa called an Adam, it's not a behemoth. And if we want to be ready for Torah, if the Torah Taka could bring us up to what it's supposed to be, we have to start working and building an Adam. So tonight we want to talk about a little bit, we want to open up a start that's going to be the noise of this man. How to build a person, how to build a mensch, how to build that mitzvah that's called a mensch. We mentioned last week, we come to yeshiva, a bachur, a young man, he comes to yeshiva. And it's very easy to get confused what a yeshiva is. The yeshiva is a base chinuch. It's a base chinuch. The yeshiva is a base chinuch. You hear Ari? The yeshiva is a base chinuch. People think yeshiva is a smorgasbord, a Viennese table that offers many, 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 many different sections of Torah, of mitzvahs, of diktuk halacha. You can get whatever you want, especially in the Meir Yeshiva. You can find any Masechta. You can find the Talmud Chacham B'chol Inyan, an expert on Kol. On Kol Noisei V'Noisei. The Yeshiva is a Mokum, the Yemeschanech. It's not a Mokum to collect a lot of ideas, a lot of Anogas, it's a base Chinuch. Yemeschanech to Torah and Mitzvahs, Yemeschanech to what the Tzura of the Yid is. What is chinuch? What is chinuch? What is chinuch? There's a Rashi many places in Chumash. There's Magda with Chumash. Pasha, the dictionary types what chinuch is. Chinuch is negeya to mechalach children, mechalach talmidim, and it starts with chinuch yourself, chinuch atzmo. It's the same hagdor in chinuch. It's just the application changes. What's supposed to chinuch? There's a Rashi we always bring. It's a few places in Chumash. Rashi in. Lech Lecha, per Gudal, the Pasuk of this is Vayorek es Chanichov. Avraham Avinu took all his Chanichov and he took them and he transferred them to be Chayalim, soldiers. Who was Chanichov? Zakrashi, Chanichov, Ksiv, Zeliezer. Why is he called, Eliezer is called Chanichov, Shechon Chayle Mitzvahs. Zakrashi, what does the word Chinuch mean? We find Rashi says a few times Chinuch. Chanukas Abayas, Chanukas Amishkon, Chanukas Kelim. What is Chinuch, Zakrashi? Uloshen hascholas knisa sa odom oi kli leumnis shu osid la amoidba. Rashi says chinuch is used anytime we're talking about stelling of something for a kli, for a position, a function, a tafkid, that kli or the person is osid la amoidba. He's supposed to hold and stay. He's supposed to stay in that position. When you stel a vek, the person or the thing, it's called chinuch. Shteit lehedi in Rashi, the yisoid from chinuch is. The yisoid from chinuch is not short term. The yisoid from chinuch is something that's going to shtel avek a matzah from a long term. It's going to be able to be machinis somebody into something that's going to be long term. To say chinuch not only supersedes and goes past the short term, the taich of chinuch is something that is long term. Chinuch, short term, has nothing to do with chinuch. And first, although it's not a sugya, agav, I can't hurt. I'll give an example from chinuch. Children, a sugya is going to chatz me, but it can't hurt. You go into 90% of houses, 90% of time, what parents are doing is nothing to do with chinuch. They're doing maintenance. They're doing maintenance, they're keeping the order in the house. They're nothing to do with chinuch. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but they're doing chinuch. A kid is throwing off his yarmulke. He's 4 or 5 already, he's throwing off his yarmulke. He's jumping on it. So it gets you annoyed, very annoying. Why is he jumping on the yarmulke? I'm asking, you annoyed. Is there a chance that when he's 15 he's going to be doing that? If so, it's going to be a different sugi, I'll tell you that. If when he's 15 he's throwing his yarmulke, it's not the same way he's doing when he's 5. Let's talk about that, then it's a different sugi. That has nothing to do with chinuch. Zero. The famous ma'aser, I think the ma'aser goes. Bianca once came with one of his sons, and one of the inicles jumped up on the table, the Shabbos table. He said, John's going crazy, why are you jumping on the Shabbos table? And Yaakov said, okay, no. It's a chinuch, what is it? That's chinuch. It bothers you with kids on the table. So it could be, it bothers you with the table. That's chinuch. That's what strikes the chinuch. You have a tzad when he's older, he's going to be able to do that. Chinuch, the sugi of chinuch is touching the person, being mechanic, the mensch, something that's a long-term thing. That's chinuch. Another mushel we talk about very, very nagia, which mechanic a child to davening, something like that. We'll get back to this maybe in Hemshech HaDavening. When you mechanic the child for davening, many people think what is called chinuch a child. When you look at the guy in shul whose kids are sitting there like tzaddikim, and they're 5, 6, 7, and 8, you know, they're sitting their mamish with their hand and like this and that. He's an expert mechanech. Look at him. That's production. It's totally. For my idea of kids, at least 80% of the kids are not natural davenings. Davening is something, when we talk to the seichel, the seichel is not engaged. Something the kids don't exactly enjoy. So you could, you have some time. But most of the times, the pshat is many of the times, the parent is forcing the kid. He's forcing the kid. I had, so I sat next to someone like this. I was young. I sat next to someone like this. Kids, they sat there, and they knew they were going to get a patch the second they looked out of the safe. They still looked out of the city. So those kids were taka much more in shul than a lot of other kids. But there was absolutely no chinuch to daven. No chinuch. Because long term, he wasn't planting any seeds. He wasn't connecting them to davening long term. He was guaranteeing that during those time that he wanted them to be there, because they were scared stiff that they wouldn't be. That's a short term oof too. There's nothing to do long term. Okay, we have a taich of chinuch. So too us. We come into yeshiva. We have to be mechanich ourselves. We're not supposed to just learn. A bosh is saying a good pshan the taisvis. I hear it, I could say it over tomorrow. That's not what was. That's gewalt. You have a pshat and tesis. We're supposed to be mechanic ourselves how to learn, mechanic ourselves to value in Torah, to mechanic ourselves how a Talmud Chacham looks at a Gemara, looks at a Yid. We're supposed to mechanic ourselves to Tefillah, mechanic ourselves to Midah, mechanic ourselves to Avodah. And unfortunately, we don't have that. Unfortunately, I don't have that at all. Ma'atim Oid, that are actually in this chanech, a mechanic ourselves. We have to try to find a way, and this is going to be the binyan la'odom, to develop a oifon of chinuch, a certain sugan, a certain approach, that we could be mechanech ourselves. So what I'd like to suggest tonight, I was coming from different places, but I don't want to show that, there's a certain seer the Chazal have, how you're supposed to look at a mensch. And if we study the seer of Chazal, we're going to be working on the vadim, we're going to break it down to many, many, many different halakim. But there's a tzir the Chazal have a mensch, a different tzir that we have that we look at a mensch. And that's the tzir that if we look at ourselves that way, it's a mahalach from chinuch. Chazal say that a mensch is nimshal to a tree, a plant, to eat. That's what Chazal say. Makor ha-dvar. People say it's svarim ha-kadoshim. It's a furish gemara. The Gemara says, he asked when to say, "Agadat, amili d'agadat." Amali hochi amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Ma'idich siv ki Adam eitz asada, v'chi Adam eitz sada hu." The pasuk states, "Adam is eitz sada." Adam is an Eitzah Sadeh. Rashi explains. Are we being makish the Adam to Eitzah Sadeh? So the Mashal explains. Mashal over there says, if you look in the Pesukim in Dvarim Chof, the Pesukim Ba'atzim, the Pshutei Shokar is Punk Fakir. Pshutei Shokar is not coming to appear the Adam to Eitzah Sadeh, it's coming to appear the Eitzah Sadeh to Adam. The Pasuk saying during a Mechama when you come, you're not supposed to chop down the tree. It's Baltashis, this is Baltashis. You're not supposed to chop down the tree. Vichy Adam Eitzah Sadeh, is the Eitzah Sadeh an Oyev? Is he a soldier that he can fight back? What are you cutting him down and leaving? That's the Pasuk saying. So the Pasuk really saying, Vichy Adam Eitzah Sadeh. The Mashal says, Chazal learned that there's another Mashmoyes here. It's also a heckish the other way, the Adam Eitzah Sadeh. Look at Mashal, because it should have been in the opposite way. It should have been written, Vichy Eitzah Sadeh Adam. Vichy Eitzah Sadeh Adam. The fact that I wrote it the other way around, Ligdol Remez, like Loshon Rashi, that there's a hekish from Adam to Eitzah Sadeh. The Pasuk's also saying that Adam's in Eitzah Sadeh. And that's the Gemara's question, Adam Eitzah Sadeh. But the Gemara answer is not so much Anoisi. The Gemara says that you have a Rebbe, if you have a Rebbe, you have a Talmid Chacham, that he's like an Eitzah Sadeh. The Pasuk says there's one type of Eitzah Sadeh he's supposed to eat from, and one type of Eitzah Sadeh he's supposed to cut down. If your Rebbe is like an Eitz, that he has Paris, then take from him. If his Rebbe is dry, like a certain tree that doesn't have anything, don't take from him, cut him down. It's not that noisy. What I want from this Gemara is a Mefurish Gemara, that there's a dimyon between an Adam and an Eitz. And Ben Zashem, as we go on this mountain, we'll see it all over the place. All kol mokim shatira, do you see? That the yachas of Chazal to a person was like an Eitz. You have to plant yourself. We'll see this. And the way the Torah and mitzvahs have to come from you is like Torah and mitzvahs that are growing on a tree. You have to plant yourself in Torah and mitzvahs, in Avodah, in all in Yonei HaTorah, and the way you grow from them is, and then they have to grow from you. This is a mapech, a tree. We look at a human being like a robot. He's not a tree. We, our children, our Talmidim, also trees, but for the Bible, we're talking about ourselves. We are Be'etzim, a tree. Now let's think about a tree a little bit. If anybody, I go, why am I Muslim? Anybody knows a lot about trees, afterwards we could talk. I'd like to know a lot more about it. Understand a little bit more trees work. But the Aleph Beis, I can notice a few different things, how an Eitz goes. An Eitz is a marvelous Metzius. There's a Nifledik Metzius of Eitz, the first phenomenon. I'll tell you about an Eitz. Is that a lot more opposite than a computer, opposite than a robot. It's not everything that you program if it comes out. You know, you put it in, it comes out. In Eitz, a sach in there. From what you put in comes out. When you put in the right way, it could start off from a little seed. That seed, first of all, the first thing it grows is a groyser tree. A groyser tree grows. The tree itself is already a sach more. And it can have a crops. I don't know how many hundreds and thousands of crops can grow in a good gesunte tree in a year. Some thousands and thousands of crops. And then every year there's a new crop from one little garen, and we're not even finished in Bechlal, not even close to finished. Every single one of those fruits has another garen, and from that you can make an Eitz. It's on a sheer, it's pashut, it's limitless. It's limitless when you think of what a garen could produce. That's the same thing. We spoke about this last week. That's the same thing with Talmid Chacham. We spoke about last week the Talmid Chacham, that was the Gavur Rabba. A Talmid Chacham, we said he doesn't just take the Torah and have the Torah in him and just spit it out. He processes the Torah and he comes out with things, first of all, that you never ever didn't say. It doesn't say in the Torah. When Moshe finds, he tells you, you're supposed to find it. And Nigus Moshe says, if you're supposed to buy an insurance policy, what does it say in the Torah? Where is this in the Torah? But not only that, anyone knows anything about Adam Godel? Everyone talks about it. We need more people, impact on people. You build an Adam Godel, build an Eitz. It is the greatest impact. There's no way to measure and size up the impact of Adam Godel. There's no way. It's pushing. It doesn't make any sense. You think about what the person did. He learned for 20 years, 25 years, and it was Bavli, Rishalmi. So what? He could also teach Bavli, Rishalmi. No. He could touch you. Look at Chaim Kanessa. Look at any Adam Godel. The numbers, it's pushing possible to. He's Mashpia. People upon people upon people. For 2 minutes, he can Mashpia on a million people. On a million. 1,000 people. That's a tree, that's an Eitz. That's when you grow yourself like an Eitz. But let's dig deep down. Whoa. What's different about an Eitz? First of all, if you think about an Eitz, there's what's going on top, over ground, on top of the surface. Al pnei hashetach. And there's what's going on under the ground. What's the ikker and what's the tough? So if you're very chitzonist, you're very superficial, shallow. You say, look, what's going on? Let's see what's producing. But everyone knows that the tree that is totally, the chelik of the tree that's totally mamela, all the action is going on under the ground. Everything is going on under the ground. You got to first make sure the garen is niklat. We talk about salat. You got to first make sure the garen is niklat. It's got to stay, it's got to catch. I don't know exactly the English word for that, but it's got to catch in the ground. It catches in the ground, then it got to take root. It's got to take roots. And then you got to water it. You got to make the source of the sun. The tree is growing off of me, but we're... Avu tutzich als. Als tutzich munter. Every single thing is going. You can't say, okay, tomorrow I want a bunch of apples. So let me, I'm going to plant it really strong. I'm going to shtel a lot of lachatz. I'm going to go with a lot of concentration, and I'm going to come, and I'm going to make. It's not going to help. Can't get apples tomorrow if you want apples. It's a ganze malach. The ganze malach, you got to boy, you got to go boy from underneath. In a tree, every single thing is going on. The what's going on, what's sprouting, is all sprouting. The melech, they saw what's happening underneath. And more than that, a lot of times when you look on top, you cannot tell bechlau what's going on the bottom. You could have a tree that was planted very well last year. That looks like it's great, but Petzem, they stopped nurturing it, they stopped working on it down there, and it's dying. It's still producing shemandas, but it's dying. And you could have the opposite. As all the swarms say, Pshan, Tu Bishvat, Mary the Gazach, Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. During Tu Bishvat, look at a tree. Tu Bishvat, it's the middle of the winter. The tree is what we would call in yeshivas. In yeshivas, we would say the tree is toast. It's toast. It's totally dry, there's nothing going on there. There's not being Moiti Paris. There'll be the last time of the year you would say it's the Rosh Hashanah of Lilonis. But what's the Pshat? The Pshat is physically, that's the time where the sap starts to be Meschadish. Under, in the roots of the tree. In there, in the inner core of the tree, the sap is Meschadish. If the sap is Meschadish, that is in the tree, that's everything. It's not only, that is Rosh Hashanah, that is the seed of the tree. Dot Tutzichals. It's only a matter of time till that sap, that's where. We have a new tzir of an Adam. But the first hadgosha that I want is every single thing is going on underneath and not about the outside. This is a tremendously hard tzir for the mensch, for our door to the kaf. Our door already is kulei kulei chizaynes. Not a fourth. But the door is the Mashiach. It's kind of tough. The orifus and the Mashiach, the Ekev is the farthest, the most exterior part of the body, from the heart and the mind. We're extremely, extremely, I could say it about 25 times, but extremely, we see everything by us is in the outer skeleton of things. Production, performance, output is everything by us. It's totally, it takes over our full focus and our full concentration. Everything about is, how many blan are you learning? How many bochum do you have in your shir? How many minutes do we learn? How many mitzvahs do you do? How many people do you have in your chesed? How many families are in your chesed? How many on your chesed organization? How many families is it hitting on the Shabbos? Every single thing we ever go to is all totally on the performance from the outside. What could we do, manasseh, that's the opposite of the way a tree grows? But that's our door, the door of the instant. We're instant. Everything by us is instant. Everything by us is the top. But my Nas said that that's not the way you have to build a person. The way you build a person is exactly the opposite. It has nothing to do originally, for sure, with the output. The way you have to build a person is you have to build yourself. You have to be plant yourself. And the way things come out is they sprout from you. They've talked about that the whole time. It's prayer for you. It's not something that you could do, you could force, you could do. It's Nisgala here that there are a lot of layers in a person. There are a lot of layers in a person, a lot of layers. We, unfortunately, see only the outside layers, and that's our world of concentration. But if you want to build, and this we want to try to talk about this, man, we want to build a mensch, you have to start to somehow get access to a deeper part of you. That where you could start cultivating things, with a garden could be niklat. And then it will be poil. And that's the way trees always work. Trees don't work immediate, like we said. It's always after time. We need to hit somehow the inner part of the person. I want to finish with two tziyurim from Chazal. Two tziyurim from Chazal. How Chazal saw everything long term, nothing long term, nothing short term. In Be'etzim, this is totally an AIDS. I'm going to start getting maybe down to a little bit of Lamaistik and Akuda, but I want Lamaistik and Akuda to bring out the point. One Chazal. Chazal say, Levein Shinaim Cholov, Godol Hamal bin Shinov Lechaveira Yoyisim Mashkeu Cholov. Chazal said, if you have a person, and you give him cholov, cholov is an example. It means you offer him something, you deliver him goods that he needs, something tzrochim that he needs. Someone who goes over and realizes this person, he needs chizik, he needs a smile, he needs someone to show him kier about him. He does a lot more for that person than someone who gives him cholov. I don't understand what he's doing. I show you, I'll get you some Yerushalmi kid who's walking around outside waiting for lunch. And I go buy him, hook him up over here. What's this place called? Bospis. You give him a shawarma. That sounds like a great chesed. You can find a lot of sponsors in America that will pay up for that. Great. It's great. Did something better than that? Chazal say to go to somebody who says, this is a bracha, and show him concern, real concern. Show him concern. You did a lot more for him. Where's the nafkamina? Show me. Show me what you're different. What changed? The answer is Chazal are talking to a different layer of the person. That's the answer. You're looking at this part of the person. You gave a guy bospis, you made him feel good. For 20 minutes, for an hour, for 2 hours, gavaldik. What did you change about him? Maybe if you saw your sensitivity, it would be. But if he didn't see your sensitivity, he just feels like got a good lunch, geschmack, gavaldik. What did you do for him? Did you touch the inner part of the person? Did you touch the eight shaboy? A person is an eight, he's not a robot. He's not a robot. You helped him out for 20 minutes, you barely touched the person. When you go and you show concern, you just planted a seed of a future relationship. That's a seed. That's a davar otzma. That's godol hamal bin shino v'chaveira. You just touched the inner part of the person. And this could be a long-term thing. You have to follow up. You have to do. But that's chazal much more than just delivering him the goods. Another chazal. We'll go right here. Another chazal. Famous chazal. G'doylo hachnosis orchim yoyisim mikabolos pnei shechina. On Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin. Chazal learned it out from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is busy talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabolos pnei shechina. What could be better than Kabolos pnei shechina? Sha'odom lo nivra l'sanig al Hashem l'yonis m'ziv shechinosoi. Could it be anything better than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoy De Ba'atzma is there. Avraham Avinu stops in the middle to do Hachnosas Orchim Nishmeel and come to do Hachnosas Orchim. Everyone is in Pala at this moment. What does this mean? The Dei Lachnosas Orchim. There are many, many Pshatim, many Nakudas, many facts. Many. Rav Dessler, in one place, it's a Tudor. Rav Dessler, Chilik Aleph, says the following Pshat. Rav Dessler, Chilik Aleph, says the following Pshat. Maybe the Pshat says like this. Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, you're right. If you focus on that 20 minutes of Golos Shechina, there's nothing higher than that. No, nothing. There's nothing doilo from Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. That's the Schmitz. However, I'll say my own word. Easy come, easy goes. It was a matana. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought his Shechina. He allowed Avram to bask in his presence. Is there going to be something nitzchi? Is there going to be anything permanent in Avram Avinu that Kabbalah's Shechina is going to change? No, it's going to be a beautiful experience for 20 minutes. Beautiful. Is that changing him? Hachnosas Orchim is a Maisa mitzvah which Avram Avinu himself works for. It's a sensitivity, and I'll add on, it's a sensitivity that he had while he's during the Kabbalah Shechina. It's a sensitivity that I have to go help other people. I see other people wear a Kabbalah Shechina. It's a sensitivity of building a seed of being a noising. That in the eyes of Chazal, we don't understand this. I'm telling you, this is. I think we're somewhere on the Kudus Bechir. 100 out of 100 people, and I'm an example, you know, have a test to do something like this. They can have a day somewhere like this. No one is Ayman is Bechir. By us, for sure, there's no question Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is more than Hachnosas Orchim. it's coming up Lag B'Omer. Talk about any big day. It's coming up Lag B'Omer. I'm sure everyone, no one's going to say that, the Lag B'Omer, but right. But if somebody happens to go, B'Zman Sheinu Yoyim B'Layla, in the middle of Chatzai, Sechleznish, you make it back tomorrow. So, of course, everyone's dream is to go with some Makubal, Shimon Galei, Yaakov Hillel, Yaakov Edelstein's son, Chleznish. Go, understand, you go, and you could go there, that's a Lag B'Omer. What I talk about women, them said, I don't know too much about Lag B'Omer. Let me talk about Purim. Purim, Pesach, Seder night. How do we look at it? There's a disease in our dark. Disease. Come on, every bocher who's buying me Purim, they have to feel during Purim and Pesach, I have to feel the iris of the Purim and the Pesach. This Seder night, I have to feel the godless of night. Everyone talks about how great this night is. So if you give me a chance on Purim, I could sit right next to Abdon Segal. Right next to Chaim Kanevsky. Oh, this is a Purim. I'm Amish will feel the iris and feel unbelievable. And I'm Taka Kachab in the stomach. If you sit next to Big Adam Gaul Kedusha, you feel it. But that's Kabbalah's play, Shechina. If you don't know anything about Shemesh Tamid Ram, which I have to speak about soon, there is a Musik of being Ben Adam Gaul, learning from him. But that 99% of the people don't do. That's all them. They bask in his presence. It's unbelievable to be right next to Chaim Kanevsky. It's unbelievable to be next to big people. It's great. You feel, that's a Purim. But somebody who is trying to work and avoid this Purim, with his ketzef, and what could he do? He's not, Chaim Kanevsky, he's not holding. He didn't feel anything, so that's not a Purim. That's Achnosas Berach! That's Achnosas Berach! That's not Kabbalah's machine, that's Achnosas Berach! Chazal say that's better, and you say that's better. There's something majorly wrong with us. There's something majorly wrong with us. Because when we have a Purim and a Pesach, we don't try to plant ourselves into Pesach. We don't try to plant ourselves into Purim. We try to perform Pesach and Purim. And we try to feel Pesach and Purim right away. Oh, you're off. You're so off. Your hagdar is off. That's what bothers me. A person that doesn't perform has no problem. But our value system is mufka. Our value system is wrong. We don't know what a person is. We don't know what Hashem wants from us. Anything, kamat, anything that's immediate is something that wasn't planted, is something that's not going to stick with you, is something that's not going to grow on you. We don't understand this. This is every big Talmud Chacham. Every big Talmud Chacham is a tree. Every Vadi says every Sefer. A Sefer is not something you just write. A Sefer sprouts from a person. I remember seeing this once. Chaim Kanevsky, very many people ask, Chaim Kanevsky, how do you decide which Sefer you write next? They were sure he has like some sort of Kabbalah, which, what I mean, it comes out of him. He's holding, he's ligging in something. He's something that grew out of his personal world, called Chaim Kanevsky. I think it's a bing bang. He goes and he spits it. He can write on 75 things and just says, oh, no, spits it out. Any good Magid Shir, any good Bamusser, what happened was it's something that sprouted from him. It sprouted from him. Because he planted himself in Avoida, in the Sugya, in Mesechta. We don't see this. We're not mocking this. It's a different cook than what a person is. And this is why Chazal, by Chazal was poshet that Achnosas Orchim is more than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, and was poshet that Godol Hamar Ben Chaver Pnei Chaver, Godol Hamar Ben Shinul Chaver, Yosim Mishkei Chol. This is the first Nikud I want to start. We're going to break it down. A person's a tree. A person's a tree. We're going to have intake and we're going to have output. It's a whole life. We're taking in Torah mitzvahs and putting out Torah mitzvahs. In both of them, it's a mapecha tzoma. The way we have to intake Torah mitzvahs, we have to plant ourselves in Torah mitzvahs. And the way we have to look, if we want to see if we're succeeding in Torah mitzvahs, we have to see, are they sprouting from us? Not what's the immediate, what's coming out, what's the results, what's the numbers, what's the, that's not. Are they sprouting from us? The more that's emeir from us, that's the emes tzir of the mensch, or the mitzvahs of that.